Hi, thank you again for coming to speak with us. Can you tell me your name and just your first name is fine and your neighborhood where you live?
Yeah, Tyrone. Live in Washington, D.C. on Good Hope Road. Okay. 24th Street is where I live.
Okay. And we're talking to people today about just how this past year with COVID has been and what it's been like for you, for your family, and just for you in general. So can you just describe how you've been feeling through this year?
Yes. Well, it's been kind of difficulties because of not being able to go and do what you need to do, mm-hmm. as far as chores and work. Mm-hmm. I have no trouble getting around. Mm-hmm. And I've just been waiting to get my shots. Mm-hmm. And at least get almost back to
normal. Yeah, I'm feeling like a little bit. Better. How about food and buying food and any programs that have helped you to be able to deliver food to you through this that have been helpful?
The pantries.
Martha's Table?
Yeah, foods mm-hmm. they've been giving out on the street. They've been giving them little boxes.
Yeah.
And plus I came up here to the Safeway, uh-huh. and it was giving out boxes of food, mm-hmm. and that really helped.
Okay.
And matter of fact, I was at the bus stop, and they stopped, and they was just real generous,
and that's great.
I was grateful for getting
the box of food. That makes such a difference. And have there been any lessons learned through this, either for you or you think for D.C. or the world? Anything that we've learned from this?
I used to just not think about getting masks, you uh-huh. know, but I seen them and I just think I'll be more prepared, mm-hmm. and having hand washing, uh-huh. and all that. That's a good lesson to learn, mm-hmm. and keep, and as far as keeping your mm-hmm. hands clean and mm-hmm. sanitized and all.
And what about information? Where do you get information that you trust, that you think that you can believe?
Well, firstly, most of all, I'm a truck driver, so mm-hmm. I'll be listening to public radio, uh-huh. and Fox,
and plus
on the TV is mm-hmm. channel 5 all the time.
Okay, and you trust them, and that's where you primarily get your information?
Yes.
How do you think D.C. has done in handling the pandemic? How do you think the mayor has done?
I think D.C., I think the mayor done a good job uh-huh. getting out information. Uh-huh. And overall, I think D.C. really did real good. Uh-huh. And they really, really did do what the mayor said. And that's the first time I've seen uh-huh. Communication and togetherness like that. Mm-hmm. And, I'm all for the mayor.
Okay, good. Did you know what public health was before this pandemic?
I did, and it's a good thing that most times you don't have the right money or things mm-hmm. to get that health care. Mm-hmm. And the way it is now, where you can get the health care, and it's so in a hurry to get something done.
Yeah.
In healthcare, that sometimes you don't have the time enough to really get there to get things what you really want to get done. Mm-hmm. Now, it's got to, but making a way to go there, that's one of them.
Okay.
And like I said, the district been doing real good.
I think so, too.
And Metro and all that. And plus the offices and the fire department mm-hmm. and all the emergency workers.
Mm-hmm.
They really did.
Really
I mean, I really give them a high thought all the time.
Yeah. So when you think of public health, what do you think of? Like, what do you think public health means to you or to our community?
Like what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can be able to get questions answered.
Mm-hmm.
Protection in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, just getting that information from mm-hmm. when you really need it,
yeah.
when it really count.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
And it's good to have radio and.
Yeah.
And all that. Like I said, I'm getting prepared this time because mm-hmm. I got me a radio,
yeah.
if I may say that. I wind up, so I'm always going to hopefully be able to get what news I need to get here anyway.
Okay. All right, last question. If you could just, in one word, describe how the pandemic has been for you or for our world, just sort of one word, if you could do that.
I'm gonna say it's been difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. It's difficult for all of us. But hopefully getting a little bit easier, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tyrone. I really appreciate you.